Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And I am one of your friendly hosts, not ghost, friendly hosts, Michael.
Who says I'm friendly?
I said I'm friendly. I'm Michael.
You're we have one of the friendly hosts.
Friendly, Mr. Friendly, Gary Wyatt.
How are you guys doing tonight?
And none other than JJ Nunn. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm going to start drinking again.
It's his New Year resolution to start drinking.
I'm doing fine tonight, Michael. How are you?
Cool. Then hey, sounds good.
Maybe we should get him a drink so he
top his bottle off of something else there.
It's only half full.
Half full.
To me, it's half empty.
Yeah,
to me, it's
say
half
that.
Empty.
Half empty.
Yeah, that's right. I hope everybody caught our special show last Tuesday. Ran for 2 hours, and I ran for an hour. These guys ran for two hours.
We ran for 2 hours. He ran after an hour.
But I did catch part of it. Great part of the show there. It was nice listening once in a while instead of sitting here talking in front of the mic. So.
I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. I know. Well, you would. You'd got to catch us back east, I think, at some point or another.
Yeah.
That was just for 3 weeks, not 2 months.
Okay. You know, it's funny.
You want to continue going there?
Well, it's funny because last week, you know, for the first hour, you know, I kind of wanted to just keep things going. And, you know, we didn't take any break for an hour. Little did I know the whole time JJ had to go to the bathroom. He was waiting for a break for once.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't take a break.
He couldn't get out that door fast enough,
like,
could he?
Oh, I was like, I'm sorry. I thought I was helping by not taking a break.
You didn't notice. I have a garbage pail under the table now.
Yeah, I noticed that today.
Yeah. There it is.
Okay.
Oh, there's a garbage pail right here.
With a bottle
with
in it,
bottle,
so watch it.
Wow. Well,
the things you learn as you go along.
I know.
My blue eyes went yellow.
I was wondering.
About 45 minutes into the show.
You look pale. You weren't saying very much for once, so I was surprised. But hey.
You didn't notice this either.
No, hand in the pocket. Okay, no.
Cross legs.
All right, Houston, we've had a problem.
We've got. Yes, we do. Oh, man. Well, I want to thank all the new listeners, all the old listeners, and everybody in between. Welcome to On Wheels Now. You know, we're kind of in a weird part of the season right now. We got, believe it or not, though, we're only less than a few weeks away from the beginning of A race season, which is Pahrump Valley Speedway's race season.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yep. Can you believe that? It's already here.
And what did we have it? We had 9 weeks, and now we're down to 3. And we haven't got a damn thing done.
And, you know, JJ's surprised you got about 46 races he's racing this year. So.
That's
pretty,
the most.
Pretty much.
Only 5 races shy of a whole year of racing, so.
46 races, 2 races a night for 23 races.
So welcome to 2014, JJ.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready.
Yep, we start the season ourselves February 1st. Then you got NHL going off February 6th or 9th.
First you got to get them started, right?
Then you got, Daytona, February 15th and 16th. So boom.
So the big boys are starting up too?
Yep, they're starting up again. You know, their Daytona 500 is the 23rd, but they have speed weeks with the Sprints Unlimited and Daytona qualifying, 500 qualifying starts February 16th.
Cool.
NHRA is February 6th or the 9th, and before you know it, they're here March 28th and 30th.
The local big boys racing here locally at LVMS on the Super Speedway.
Yeah, March 9th.
Well,
that's when they come in.
You know, I've been there once for the big race. A lot of it was a lot of fun, a lot of cars. It was their first race, you know, their inaugural season.
1998.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd do it again myself just because of the crowd. But they've increased, you know, the flow of traffic and all that, and are able to get cars in and out of there.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You know, to the parking lot. But
well, they've added so much seating since then.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You got the Petty Terrace and the Dale Earnhardt Terrace now.
And they've got the whole inside, you know, neon garage section, which to me, that is amazing.
I've been to that race twice.
Oh, yeah.
Just a few years ago with a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, it was like the second or third year, and it rained out.
Oh, did they reschedule?
I don't remember. It's too far back.
Okay.
And I was like 10 rows from the flag stand. And I was like, man, this is going to be good seating. Well, I know why I was 10 rows because
okay.
It rained out.
Hey, we do want to put it out there. We are accepting free tickets to this year's race. You can just call in. We'd like at least 3 premium seats, preferably in the box.
Yes.
If you have any, please call in. And
Do you have any connections?
Between the both of you, how many times you guys been watching that race, gone to that race? I've been escorted out of there more times than you've watched.
Hey, here's the thing. I believe you.
Yeah, exactly.
When I
you've witnessed some of that.
Yeah.
When we had the show with Tracy, and Tracy's in Victory Lane, and he's calling me, where are you, man? I'm waiting for you at the car.
You're going to be waiting a little while.
You know, I got to tell you what happened today.
Let's hear it. I'd love to hear it.
Me and Tim were up in Boulder City, and we stopped in for lunch. And we stopped in, and there was 2 cops in there sitting there eating lunch. Hey, they're human. They can eat lunch. Who cares? We walked in. Sounded like a library in there. You couldn't hear nobody. Nothing. Those 2 cops pay for their dinner and walk out, and it sounds like a concert when they left.
Yeah. The only thing anybody's talking about are illegal drugs. Or
So we're sitting there, and I mentioned this to Tim. I was like, man, those 2 cops walk out, and it sounds like a concert here.
That's funny.
Right? Tim says, oh, yeah, I'm glad JJ's not here. And I'm scratching my head like, what in the hell does JJ have to do with this?
Right.
He said, we would have been escorted out of here by those 2 cops.
Right.
He would have been here with us.
Did they leave in the middle of their meal?
No.
Because I came through Railroad Pass.
Yeah, they probably got a call on the radio. We spot him. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, everybody's talking now. But when those 2 cops were sitting there eating, it was like you couldn't hear nothing. You could hear everybody's fork hitting the plate.
That's weird. You know, it's hard to tell what – was it a respect thing or just a conversation? Nothing to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
Weird. Pretty weird. Hey, cops are people, too.
That's right.
And
hey.
As long as you're not doing anything illegal, it's all good.
They put the
well.
I would have got myself in trouble. There's no doubt about
that's
it.
That's exactly
I would have walked up to one of them and said, okay, which one of you dummies sit in the car that sits, the fake dummies sit in the car?
Parks in the no parking space.
Yeah. Right in the middle of the island. You know, is that a parking space there? Are you guys allowed to park there?
No, JJ would probably say, hey, can I use that parking spot next?
Right.
I'd appreciate it very much with that car and that dummy out there if you turn on the flashers so I can see it when I'm coming into Boulder City.
When I'm coming into town?
That's a little disrespectful, guys, just leaving it out there without any lights. I hope that dummy has heat on. It's cold out there. You're not running that car, are you?
Although, definitely JJ would find a way, so... Hey, just want to throw it out there. You want to go to thebombernation.com, check out the website. You know, the front page has all some of the latest information. Go to the message boards, and you'll find up at the top, you know, click on that link, and you'll find what other racers are talking about, and post something yourself, and just poke around and see what's going on around local racing. So
it's loaded with a whole bunch of new features that Glenn put in.
Now, I think some of the things that you have on there now are like some Facebook integration, Twitter integration, all the latest social media stuff,
there is?
Of course.
Maybe I should go check it out.
Member like features. I guess that's kind of like what you have on Facebook and so on. So check it out, Custom Avatars. You know, I don't know if you can upload your own picture or a picture.
Oh, don't tell JJ.
No, you guys do a good enough job of uploading pictures of me on the front page. I don't need to upload anything.
There you go. Hey,
I mean,
events, calendars, and, you know, just check it out. Just poke around, click on every link you have. If you find a link that doesn't work, shoot an email or call Gary Wyatt anytime after midnight and leave out the message.
You know, he did all this integrate Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, member like.
No
feature.
MySpace. I saw that.
You know, come on, Glenn. The hell's MySpace integration?
Hey,
come
Glenn,
on,
I'm sorry. You're doing an excellent job, man. Just keep doing it.
He's still trying to log on to his AOL account
on his 56K modem on a dial-up
exactly.
network.
Oh, hey, my God.
I'm waiting for a phone call from my daughter to let me know when I connect.
Exactly.
It's still ringing.
Yes, you are listening to onwheelsnow.com, your local source for racing information and just plain talk. We are the Racers Roundtable, where racers and race fans are talking about racing. You can call in. We have a call-in number somewhere.
Yes, we do.
Uh-oh. That is 685-8116.
Hey, I got to congratulate him. He can read that thing upside down.
He's got it 3/4 the way across the table.
He didn't lose
his
glasses
bad,
this time. So call in. We'll talk about your race team. You know, we're going to have a break here in a couple minutes, but we have a guest we're going to try to get a hold of, the one and only
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. So you want to tune in?
Sunrise Children Cancer Foundation.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And he spearheads the
he's the manager over there.
Okay.
Yes. And we'll get some of that information from him because
that's part of
I'm
the
not
standard.
100% sure what's he is the general manager of the Cancer Foundation for Children over there.
He works with Michelle and
with the Miracle
Hours for the Miracle on Third Street.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But
he works very close with Michelle.
Yes. And but his full-time job is the general manager of the Cancer Foundation.
So he is the guy over
there.
Yeah,
just like Michelle is at Hogs and Heifers, he's the general manager.
And, of course, that is Jeff Gordon, none other than the Jeff Gordon, another
Hopefully he has
name,
a lot
but,
of good things to say. We will find out what he's got to say. So
get him on the phone after during our break. But once again, our phone number is 685-8116. Call in, wishes Happy New Year. Let us know what you got going on. The rumor mill has started.
Yes, and
the rumor mill has started.
I got to remind you guys of something.
Oh, boy. On air or off air?
This is our first show of 2014.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There you go. Good.
Good. It remind me of something. I mean, I was thinking you planned something like another Craig Rhodes reunion that I got to appear at tomorrow night or something that you finally bothered to let me in on it.
Hey, well, you're like me, on? Always the last to know anything.
But I don't know.
I
without,
don't think so.
Without putting out too much information, you did get to get yelled at by your old lady about some surprises she threw at her. So. but we won't get into that
right
now.
Good cover up, Michael. Gotcha, pal.
Yeah, I need somewhere to do my tires. Oh. Now, hey, just trying to help. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to thank DNN Equipment.
Yes. Dale and Nick over there at DNN.
You know, it's that's equipment that they have. They refurbish. They come out to your site, and they rebuild and maintain and all the shop equipment.
Yeah, lifts, wheel balancers, tire changers.
And they're mobile. They'll
they
come
take
to your
care
place.
Of it, yes.
Yeah,
and, correct.
Okay.
And they're busy enough. They got 3 vehicles out on the road.
Yeah, they're rolling big time, man. They're rocking and rolling.
And I'm sure
they still can't keep up.
And they have trailers that Mr. Gary Wyatt takes care of, I'm sure. Do you maintain any of their equipment?
Most of the time.
Okay, there you go.
Most of the time.
If you have trailer equipment you need to have maintained, what do you do? Brakes, you do wiring, you do
axles,
anything there is to do with the trailer.
Brake controls, fifth wheels, hitches, ball hitches.
Okay. Anything to do with towing.
Goosenecks,
and,
you got it.
And most racers have trailers.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And you'll get one of 2 smiling faces that'll show up. It'll either be Mr. Gary Wyatt or You're
do you have any I always wondered, Gary, you have any affiliation with that towing company down in Havasu, Camel Towing?
No.
At all? You don't know? No.
You don't work tight with them or anything?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, just curious. That's all. You never know.
Leave it up to JJ to bring something up that's controversial.
I mean, this is the name of a company.
It's a legit running business. So.
When we went down there,
I know, that's funny.
What was it, 6-7 years ago, a tow truck pulled up next to us. Here's a big camel head on the side of the door, and the name of the company is Camel Towing. Okay? I mean, really? It was like, how'd they get away with that one? There's plenty of other places I could go, but it's a legit company down there.
Yeah.
They took care of our cars during the racing and during the demos.
Right.
Okay. That's the name of the company.
That's funny.
It was hilarious.
Matter of fact, they are partial sponsors down at Havasu 95 Speedway. So if you go down there, you can go to Havasu95Speedway.com. But if you go down there, watch a race, you'll see one of their signs in the back stretch on a billboard, Camel Towing, right there. So,
see, I finally found something you guys can't censor me on. It's a real business.
We'll be hearing a lot more of this throughout the year, though. But anyway.
And Havasu, we got to look up. When
I
know they ran January 4th. We
yep.
didn't get results from
nope,
that.
No, I didn't
from
look
Shidecker,
it up. They do have.
Hey, Mikey, if somebody would bring a laptop in, he could look it up himself.
That's right. They do have a race coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend on the 18th. It's a day race, 2 p.m. Arizona time race, which is an hour difference.
1 p.m.
From,
here. Yep.
Late models, their factory stocks, the regular divisions down there, team factories. So they do have a race down there on the 18th. So if you missed this past weekend, you can go see some racing, not this weekend, but the following.
Did we find out who won that $1,000, factory stock race?
Nope. But
hey, if anybody knows, call in.
Yeah, there you go.
Let us know.
No, I didn't follow up on any of that. So
good job.
I wonder. I'm just
talking about racing. I'm not reporting racing.
I wonder if whatchamacallit, our very own Tim ran
Tim
down there. Yeah,
I bet
ran
you
down
he did.
There, boring director.
I'm sure.
Because didn't he win the last one out
there? Yeah, he did. He did and ran a real good race. And he's got a nice-looking car that he raced
beautiful
down
car.
There. So.
Yep, Chevy Monte Carlo. Nice car.
Yep.
Yeah, a beautiful paint job on that car.
Now, what time did you say we need to take a break?
Right now.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. In the meantime, during the break, we're going to try to get a hold of Mr. Jeff Gordon.
From the Sunrise,
Sunrise
Children's Cancer Foundation.
Yep.
So make sure you stay tuned and listen in right after the break. We'll see you here when we're queued up.
Right now.
Okay. All right.
Yo.
Yeah.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael,
and Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And you're listening to myself, Michael, Mr. Gary Wyatt, and J.J. Nunn.
I'm here.
Yep, we're here. Happy...
Where'd he go?
Yeah. Our first show of 2014. And we want to welcome everybody. Thanks for listening in and being with us tonight. We weren't able to get a hold of Mr. Jeff Gordon. So we're going to call, who should we call, Tony Stewart next? I mean, we'll get the same results.
Unable to reach Tony Stewart?
Now, we'll try him again. If we don't get him today, we'll shoot for next week. I know he's probably got a busy schedule, and like all of us, you know, some things are more pressing than others. So,
yes.
You know, we do what we got to do. So
in the meantime, let's all the racers go to pinkmail.org.
Oh, there you go. That's something that you were talking about last week that you wanted to kind of get more involved in and kind of keep it out there more often. And
he's involved now.
Okay. Well, what do you want to talk some more about that?
You can list some items on there for sale. You can. It's like an auction. It's an auction.
Okay, I'm just wondering if it's like an auction or what the difference is.
It's an auction. Others can go on and bid on your stuff. You can donate some of it, all of it, $1 of it, whatever, goes to breast cancer research.
Okay, and when they go to that site, they become a member, assuming, and then... You can post whatever you have and name whatever price you want.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you have a section where you click on it and you specify how much you want to donate if it sells?
Yeah, I believe that's – yes.
Okay.
They have recently, like as recent as yesterday, put an automotive section on there.
Which is good
because of the pledge that I put out that
you're going to match $100 to every dollar that somebody sells.
That's not what I said.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's not what you said.
A dollar for every item
right
that somebody puts up.
That a racer puts up. Yes. I will donate a dollar out of my pocket.
Okay. That's good.
And of course that's in memory of my brother Larry.
Right.
You know, we've been talking about this. Okay, I want to throw out an open invitation to really, really define this and bring in Susan.
Yes.
Griffith. We need to bring her into the radio so we can get all these questions we have. Because I have questions. You know, I want to put something up. It's an auction. Do I put a reserve on it? How much do I donate? You know,
now,
I think we need, I'm going to put out there an open invitation to get Susan Griffith, who is working this pinkmail.org,
and
bring her in and let's get all the questions answered.
And if anybody else has questions, they can call in and ask her directly.
Exactly.
What their questions are.
You know, let's get the site up and let her walk us and our listeners through this site. And really push this. Let's get the answers.
Right. I mean, in the meantime, racers and race fans are familiar with thebombernation.com. They can go to thebombernation.com website, scroll down a little bit, and there's you'll see it says yard sale, plain as day. Just click on that for more information, and I believe that's going to take you right to their site. And
it goes right to their site.
To do whatever you need to do there, but that's a good idea. Susan Griffith, like she's the one that runs
the mother of Justin Griffith
Justin Griffith.
We had a few weeks ago on.
Okay. Yeah, and Gary,
yep,
also
Gary Griffith,
who used to race, he's in the Bombers out there, and he also ran what is now a Super Stock, then a Charger.
So they have racing background.
Oh,
they
race
with you guys at some point or another.
Yep.
So they understand racing and racing questions.
Oh, most definitely.
And what might come up with this.
Most definitely.
Okay.
You know, it was just Justin was down with us this year, ran in Pahrump for the first time.
Oh, cool.
And he's hoping to get out again this year.
Well, he knows
look
the date,
forward to
February 1st.
That's
right.
With your pledge, I will work on getting her in here next week.
Great.
I'd love
to get her in here, and let's hammer this out and
I take
everything
that back.
Working.
I take that back. The following week.
Okay.
Now, you're going to, obviously, she has a schedule. You have to check with her to find out first if she's going to be available.
Yes.
But you will contact her.
Yes, and we are not going to let this go. We will keep it going for her. We will. I'm working on.
I'm getting the pointed finger again.
Well, the pointed finger, and I'm working on is always the start of something.
No, this is good.
Okay.
No, it's the start of something 3 months ago that JJ hasn't heard about.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I will put it out here right now, out on the table.
Okay.
If anybody knows the world's famous Thane Alderman, I am working on getting him on this radio show.
Cool.
And yes, that is world famous. Matter of fact, I've got a list of questions for him already that I would like to ask him, but we'll have to get him on the show before I can do that. You know, I've probably seen him 100 times at the track, and, you know, he don't know me from Adam. Yeah. So,
man, he's got some seat time.
The world's famous Thane Alderman. I am working on getting him in this radio show, yes.
Sounds great.
He's raced just about every vehicle that there is that goes in
He's another Mark Allison.
Well, there's a handful of them guys, and man, what respect I have for guys like that.
Yeah.
That
if you put wheels under them, they're going to drive them.
Right,
so.
And that's the kind of people we want at onwheelsnow.com to see what we can throw at them. So looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yes.
Good deal.
But that is being worked on. We got some details to iron out. So he is world famous.
We,
so
we have 12 months to get him in this year at some point. So. No, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, I am working on that. He is world famous Thane Alderman. So
world famous.
You know, we got a
world famous.
Yes.
Now he's going to have to. He's got some big shoes to fill, from what you're saying.
Yes, and he told me that he liked the show that Kaylee was on.
Okay.
So
he has no excuse. Kaylee was on.
That's right.
A couple times, actually, just about a year from the first time she came on with her mom, Vicki Barker. And, you know, we had her on last year. Of course, I would imagine, will be on the show again
a few more times in the near
future. And maybe we can talk her into sitting in and guest hosting with us one of these shows.
I'm ready for a vacation.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about me. I was thinking about my seat.
Hey, guys, these guys are leaving me out to dry here.
So we're trying to give you something else in front of you, so besides our ugly mugs. Okay, I can't speak for you. My ugly mug.
I'd much rather stare at the wall.
Man, oh, man. Brutal. Phone number here, 685-8116. 685-8116. Give Gary something to do and answer a phone.
Well, his hands are fidgeting. He needs to be messing with some knobs or some sliders.
Don't let him play with
buttons.
Don't let him play with the soundtracks he's
got
over there.
Hey. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. He's going to start playing with that. What was the first one? Houston, we have a problem?
Yeah.
No shit.
I didn't put the beat button on there.
Of course not.
Yeah, we got a problem.
Yeah.
I'm looking at two of them.
Hey, real quick, PVS, that's Crump Valley Speedway. You guys are racing here in another few weeks. That's crumpvalleyspeedway.com. If you go to their website, you'll find the first race posted February 1st, a 3 p.m. race. It's a Saturday. And they got a new look, just like they did last year in January when, you know, the new year started. They have a new look on their website, so you want to check it out, crumpvalleyspeedway.com.
Yeah, I checked it out.
Yeah. I just wish those were the bombers up front instead of the modifieds. Hey,
well, you
that's
know, Gary,
me, though. That's me, though.
There's a
good
lot
answer.
Of things you like that, I think.
We got 3 weekends left.
3 weekends next, yep.
The 11th, 18th, and 25th.
And I'm not going to be here this weekend.
Can you believe that?
Neither am I.
And your car is all tore apart.
Yeah, I see that. Well, we got a birthday to go to.
But I got a tire machine changer.
Oh, yes, we do.
Hey, good news.
Don't have tires, but we got a tire machine.
Good news, JJ. It's 44 races you have to race this year instead of 46.
Yep.
Now, it'll be, you know, it's funny how that time comes up, but how hard you work when it comes closer to the
But you know, as I was saying earlier in the show, it just seems like it was 2 weeks ago we were talking about 9 weeks.
Right, or 9 weeks,
and it's
right.
been 6 weeks.
Well, what can I tell you? It's on us.
We're running into 2014. This is the first show of this year, but yeah, we're running into it, not walking.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to try to be there, by the way, in the mini.
Hey, right. Mike, hold on, time out.
What?
I'm sure I'm glad this is archived so I can go back to it on Sunday when he's not there.
Whenever he makes a statement like that, I got yours on the phone. I play the show back, and then I tape it. Okay. So I know you're putting up a dollar for every single item.
Hey.
And I know you're running a full season of mini stocks.
I'm not running a full season. So. Mikey's coming out, and I think he's going to run
a mini.
Is he? Yeah.
Okay, good. He's back in town?
Yep.
And now Michael is your son, Mikey.
Yep.
All right.
Which,
great.
You know, we opened the first show together here, for On Wheels Now. Gosh, how long has that been now?
2 years.
2 years.
February.
How long did
November.
Well, you guys had 2 years. Yeah, we have 2 years. And
this past November was 2 years
for
you guys.
You guys have an anniversary coming up here, January 15th?
I want Flame Mignon there, Michael.
2 years.
January.
I want Flame Mignon.
I'll give you Flamin' Mignon.
Our anniversary goes back to 1999 and a day at the track.
Now,
that's when I met Mr. Wyatt.
So Day at the Track, the name of the show that you guys,
right.
you used to
Tracy.
Host.
Yeah, Tracy Leonard. Yeah, when we were interviewing, I met Lance Megan. And matter of fact, Gary was wrenching along with Mr. Barker.
Yep.
Kaylee's dad.
Right. And Kaylee was a very, 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 very young lady when we were.
About, I think there's pictures.
Maybe up to your knees.
I think there's.
not even standing up yet.
I'm not sure, but I think there's pictures on her website of her standing by in the pits at LVMS by Lance's car, if I'm not mistaken, or in a stroller. I'm not absolutely positive. Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. I went on her site.
Well, you want to keep an eye on her. Go to her website. I believe it's KayleeBarkerRacing.com, and that's a young lady that's going to be moving up in the racing world. She's a very talented, very patient driver, very personable. She just has all the ingredients of a great racer, and I think she's going to go somewhere. Look at her stats now. She's got just a list of accomplishments at her age. It's pretty amazing. So
it's
Kaylee
tremendous.
Barker,
she's well-rounded.
Definitely.
She's got the whole package, I think.
Yeah, and of course,
opinion.
By knowing their parents, Vicky and, her mom, Vicky, real nice lady. You can see where she gets it from, very great upbringing. So
she does a great good. She does a great commercial for Champion on her website. She submitted for
that's right.
I
you
think
mentioned
it's
that last,
yeah $150,000
sponsorship
for Champion spark plugs and good little video there.
Cool.
Check it out, KayleeBarker.com
or KayleeBarkerRacing.com. Both of them will go to the same site. So cool.
Yep.
Cool.
It's
I
all
sidetracked
good.
There. I got sidetracked. No. I was talking about something else. Anyways,
we were.
the racing, the mini stocks and stuff like that. Mikey's going to race that. I'm not going to be racing. I'm going to try to focus on other stuff, hopefully get some things started here pretty quick. I need to get a hold of Mr. Allison this week and
Mark.
I might go get some motor parts. Yep. So...
more parts. You didn't get all your parts for Christmas, huh?
Nope.
Yeah.
Need more parts. But
we're waiting on parts.
Yep.
They're out there. We're waiting on parts.
And
we can change our tires.
But
we don't have tires, but we can take the old tires off.
You can swap them between cars. Take them
off
one car, put them on another.
We're getting there. Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's
patience,
right.
patience.
But it will be built in less than 3 weeks.
That's right. Now, you're going to be racing.
It may not be pretty, but it'll be built.
Now, you're both are going to be racing Crump Valley Speedway, the dirt track out there again. You're going to be running the same car.
Yes.
And Gary.
Correct.
JJ both are going to be running the same car. You're going to be running the Mini at all, or I know.
We'll trade that off and on.
Okay.
After we get it fixed.
We'll see what happens.
There was a little more damage done to it than we expected.
We got to put some welding stick to it.
Yes. You got if I can ever get the damn welder to do anything.
You got just the guy to do that. Gary's counting.
I think I got 6 welders around here, but not one of them can get working. So.
Hey, welder's only got 2 hands, like everybody else. Oh, man.
And they got a plasma torch that he won't use either.
I don't know. You don't like plasma cutters?
No, I don't know.
I like plasma cutters. I have fun with plasma cutters.
He's very picky.
Hey, you know, if anybody has any questions, want to get into race a bomber or have questions, you're a fan and want to find out more, you can go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message board link, and check out the message boards. You can ask questions to other racers. You can actually send a message, and Gary or JJ here,
yep,
or call in. You know, they'll be more than happy to help you out and tell you what you need to do to get into racing if you want to.
Also, Pahrump Valley Speedway, not to take it off the BomberNation.com, but Pahrump Valley Speedway, like you had mentioned, that's the topic we were on.
Yes.
Also has the rules up for the Bombers, which I saw no changes when I read through them.
Okay.
So the other divisions have the rules up. And
I didn't see no changes when I read them.
Hopefully, if there is changes, you guys know about them, you know?
No. No, hold on. The tech official waits until he busses us on whatever it may be.
That's the new rule.
And then he says, hey, that's the new rule.
I'm not worried about that. I am not worried about that. I clicked on all the rules, and I clicked on Code of Conduct, PVS. I plan on having a great year and getting away as much as possible.
Uh-oh.
Because there is no rules for Code of Conduct. You can go on PVS, and there's nothing under Code of Conduct.
Nye County Sheriff, you need to hire an extra guy on Saturday night, please.
Yeah, there will be one on patrol.
There's nothing on there. I clicked on it. I went on the computer at home, went on my phone, went on a computer at work. Nothing on Code of Conduct.
Well,
I plan on having a blast down there.
They're hoping to follow the Code for Civilization and Humanity.
This is Pahrump Valley Speedway we are talking about,
just
Michael.
Stay away from the lower pits. I don't know how many more JJs we can handle, so we don't want to see you multiplying down there. I don't know what's happening down in that lower pit.
I plan on having a blast.
I think it's going to be a fun year. I think Chad puts on a great show out there, you know. Like anywhere else, you can't get it right every weekend, but, man, he tries.
He don't get it right every time, but I can tell you it's not from the lack of trying from that
And you know what? And he's given everybody a track to race at, and that's all that anybody can ask for.
I can tell you it's
23 races.
It's not from the lack of trying because he does work his ass off at that track.
Now, did you say the full prompt schedule came out?
Yes.
Now, have you looked at it? How does it mesh with LVMS and maybe some of the other tracks?
Well,
LVMS,
that's on the Bomber Nation.
LVMS has a schedule out already?
Well, you guys are the one that told me about it first.
Glenn has it up on the Bomber Nation where it's listed.
Oh, okay. So it's
okay. LVMS and Prump Valley Speedway.
Okay.
You can go on the schedules. And you can see where it meshes with steps on through the season.
Okay.
But Glenn did a great job lining that up.
Now,
that
is he still
a lot
up,
of work.
Is he still up north?
I believe he's in Washington.
Okay.
Where would
so
I be going on the Bomber Nation to check this out there?
Schedules?
No. Just scroll down or up and through the message
top.
Boards?
Oh,
on
the front page.
Schedules on the top.
To schedules, and you should have it come up.
Now, hopefully you're following along on your computer.
Are we talking Pahrump Valley? Or track schedules. I got it right here.
And what are you seeing there, Gary? What's happening?
February 1st is a Pahrump race.
Now, is it showing like how the different
dates mesh with each other? Is that what you're saying?
He's got them opposite, and then he also has February 3rd, you know.
And he's got them color-coded. Man,
yes, he
does. A great
job. He's all over it. More fun, more tracks. Hmm. It's all good.
Cool.
Once again, Glenn has turned out an absolutely fantastic page for the BomberNation.com. Can't give him enough credit.
Oh, yeah. Those are the things behind the scenes that people don't see, you know, guys that are working on things like that.
Look at this. He's even got the Daisy concert on there.
That's right.
For the special event.
Yeah. He's got it covered. Absolutely covered. And on that page, there is no Bomber Nation. There is no code of conduct either. So.
Wow. But and I will say it for him, as it says right here, subject to change without prior notice.
That's correct. So he keeps up with that. If there's any changes, that the emails that he gets, or if you want to contact the admin, he's got a section up there to contact admin. You know, you want something
contact
up there on
us. Yep.
You know, he wants something up there. You see something we don't have, something you would like, you know. You want to throw us some sponsorship, always looking for that, for a link to put up. Give him an idea. You'd be surprised. Glenn can do – he's done great video work for us. I can't say enough. I really can't say enough. I personally don't know a better webmaster.
Hey,
I don't.
Have
he's
you been
so
on the
up
contact
to date
us?
With this.
Have you been on the contact us?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Why?
I just saw cars from Qualcomm Stadium on there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, missed that.
Oh, it's a scrolling. Oh, there's the little kid running from your helmet with your helmet.
Oh, really?
That touch-a-truck that's coming up.
Touch-a-truck, yep.
Hey, let's
that's
talk
another
about,
thing.
Let's
that's March
that
1st.
Quick. That's coming up real
let's
quick.
See, you got 7 weeks away, and we've already discussed that with our schedule. And which we have a huge schedule because we're on the schedule to race at Pahrump Valley Speedway that night.
Yes.
And weren't you last year, too?
No.
No.
He gave it to us off.
We're off.
We were
our
off.
Our day with Touch a Truck, just briefly, this Touch a Truck, everybody out there supports family-to-family connections. And we've been doing it. We're going on our sixth year doing it. Our day starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. We meet here at 5. We're at the gates at 6. Okay. Show our cars. Now, we have a 7 p.m. start time. Touch a Truck ends at 3. That means we got to pack up and be gone and on the road by 4. To be in Pahrump at 5:30 for the driver's meeting, to race at 7, to come home at 2 in the morning. So basically, we figured out we only have a 22-hour day come March 1st.
What are you complaining about? It's not a 24-hour day.
No, that's what he has scheduled. But if we stop and eat or we stop and whatever, it might be a 25-hour day.
No doubt. Of course, Touch Truck.
Am I getting that deer in headlight look again?
Surprise. Touch Truck coming up.
Because
March
knowing
1st.
You, you'd ask Chad for a double header that night.
Good idea. Hey, Chad, I'll call you tomorrow.
We're going to run twin 20s or twin 30s.
Well, you're already running two divisions, so what's that same night? No. Touch a Truck event March 1st.
You just gave me an idea.
Twin 20s in the minis and then twin 20s in the bombers, right?
Hey, I'm going to hit him with that.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
But hey, I'll make sure it's a day that JJ's doing double duty.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, now, come on. You can't get enough racing. Well, just like you can't get enough of this Touch a Truck.
That's right. That's true.
Now, you
I
guys
can't,
turned me on, too.
You know,
this will be my third
we missed year races.
Up.
We've missed races because of whatchamacallit. We're fortunate we go to a 7 o'clock start time on March 1st. Mind you, February 1st, we start at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
But then March 1st, the first two races in February for PBS starts at 3 o'clock. And then starting March, we go to a 7 o'clock show. So It's going to be a full day. Once again, like I said before, we've missed races because of touch of truck, and that's just fine. Okay, there really isn't any other place that I'd rather be than for this touch of truck event.
Right.
And you know, all our listeners out there, put it on the calendar. Come on out. It's behind the Orleans Arena out there, and it's from 9:30 to 3 o'clock. Come on out. Bring your kids. Come say hello to us. You know, it's just all the money stays here. This is their big fundraiser through the year, okay? And all the money stays here in Vegas. Right. It does not go out of town. And that's important.
And that goes towards the family-to-family connection, like you said.
Correct.
And if you have family members that are sensitive to loud noises, they do have horn-free time between 9:30 and 11.
Right.
So you can come early if that's the case and not worry about horns going off and exciting anybody. So, come on out.
It's a blast. We got three of the same cars, two of the same cars that we brought out, and we got another four different cars coming out also. Got a couple other drivers that are going to be sitting there signing autographs at the tables with us, you know. Really, really looking forward to this event.
Great event. Yeah, you got to be there. Bring your kids.
It's something different.
Yes.
They're going to love it. So, and that's March 1st, again, 9:30 to 3 p.m. Make sure you get out there. You can get tickets at touchatruck.com website. If you need a link to it or find out more, you can go to thebombernation.com on the front page and scroll down and find more information.
And this has already started for us a month ago. I mean, Gary's already been in touch with the director out there and what spaces we need.
And the last couple of years.
And where we're going to be and the application form and verifying this. This is all in the works. Like we had said on other radio shows, we start this 3 months before.
In the last couple of years, we've had the director.
Yes, and we are going to have her back on again the week before the show.
So if you have questions, keep a listen for her.
I want to say that date's the 25th. I don't have the date right here in front of me, but it's the date the Tuesday before the show. So before the Touch of Truck show. I'm sorry.
Right. So we'll keep you informed on that.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely. That's a great show. If you have questions, that's the time to call in and find out about it. So Touch Your Truck, always a great event.
It's a great event. It's once a year. As I've said before on prior shows, I set my whole day aside for that event. So,
yeah. And you are correct. It is the 25th, February 25th show that we'll have her on.
Yes, we will have one of the two directors from Touch a Truck on the show, either on phone or in studio, whichever one they prefer. We're going to leave it up to them.
Yeah. And last year we got a tremendous write-up from Courtney Salmon from the Pahrump Valley Times. She came up and covered the event for us, and it was a great article she put together.
Yes.
Mark the date, March 1st.
Definitely.
People, come on out. Come say hello. We're going to be out there with some new cars and new faces and probably a bunch of giveaways, too. So
lots of giveaways.
You guys always have something for the kids, it's at the track or at this event.
It's all about.
And you're going to have some Pahrump Valley Speedway tickets.
Yes.
For people. So you want to just come up, make sure you come. Hopefully we'll have tickets for that event. You want to come up to look for the Bomber race cars and some other race cars back over near the open food section and all that. Yep. You'll find them right there. So come on over.
Yeah. Say hello. Bring the kids.
Yep. They'll love it.
It's a blast.
Sure. So got a lot of racing coming up. Go ahead.
Come by, take pictures next to the cars.
Yep. Sit inside the cars.
And the car. Yeah, exactly. The cars are open to sit in.
We'll have Bonita out there again. She'll be hanging out, keeping an eye on us.
Come hang out with Bonita. My day starts when I
Get out of bed.
Head to the track over for the Touch a Truck event, and I have to go get some donuts because I got to make
sure
I take care of Mr. JJ Nunn here with some donuts.
I need my donuts.
Ass kisser.
Yeah. I get my donuts every year from Michael. Make puts a big smile on my face.
So that's what my day.
What was that now? What toy?
We have a problem.
We don't have a problem. Mikey brings me donuts. Hey, I'm telling you, have you ever been with us where he's bought a donut for me?
You know,
never.
I felt so bad because you look so deprived. You see them commercial on TV where the animals are deprived and all that. That's what I felt like with you. So I got to bring this guy some donuts.
Good answer.
Bring J.J. Nunn a donut. Rescue J.J. Nunn. That's it. Boston cream.
Exactly.
Jellies.
Yep, Boston cream.
Love my donut in the morning.
You might as well bring him coffee too.
They have coffee out there, you know, with the participants. They always seem to bring over a cup of coffee.
That's an idea. Light and sweet.
Light and sweet. Oh.
Light and sweet. Just like me. Light and sweet.
We need something to lighten you up and sweeten you up.
Good answer, Mike. Good answer.
A lot of other racing coming up. Of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway, LVMS, of course, starting their schedule March 15th for their registration, and the March 29th is their first Wheeling All-American Series season starts coming up here March 29th. But if you're going to be racing out at LVMS, need to register your car, they have a registration and preseason open test registration, you know, combination. So that's March 15th, starting at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I believe track time is 9:30 to 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe I heard that was an open test as well.
Open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a combination.
If you're building the car or you just bought another car or you got ideas what to do with your car, get out there with your car March
15th. Shake it down. Exactly.
They will have tech inspectors there. Yeah, you know, if you're doing something,
good
you got
idea.
Questions mm-hmm. or you did something to the car, get it out there. Run it through tech and, you know, ask them, can I do this? Can I do this? This is what I did. Is this okay? Is this okay? Is this okay?
Or if it's a bomber, you can bring it to Pahrump Valley Speedway.
And get four races in before their first race.
That's right.
You want to shake it down? Bring it down to Pahrump.
And water washes the car, so you don't have to worry about that.
We got four races before their first one.
And we're going to have six after they end.
Is Chad running that hobby stock division this year?
It's on the schedule, yes.
It's on the schedule.
It's supposed to be IMCA sanctioned this year, but I don't know if it is.
I don't know if it's IMCA sanctioned.
I know the modifieds are. And the super stocks are, but I don't know whether he filed for the sanctionings for the hobbies.
Okay. That's the West Coast super stocks.
West Coast super stocks, correct. All I know is there's no code of conduct rules. That's what I'm looking forward to
looking
this year.
Looking forward to that. So look for the wild man around Pahrump Valley Speedway. It's going to be JJ. So I don't know what he's going to do.
Intermission. I'll be up at the concessions raising hell.
They'll be smoking the place out. They'll be driving backwards. They'll be driving with blindfolds on. You name it. So
that's it. Looking to have fun. Yeah, that'd be fun again. That backwards race, intermission.
Right.
Turning right instead of left. I had fun doing that.
I had a great time doing that until I slipped up in turn three.
Yep.
Hey,
I didn't hit the wheel. I didn't hit the wall all year long. I hit it twice. I should have went backwards. I drive better backwards.
Some more dirt racing down at Mojave Valley Raceway.
When do they start?
February 8th is their first race at 6 p.m.
So they're not far behind.
They're opposite.
They're opposite
Pahrump.
IMCA Mod, Street Stocks, Mini Sports, Mini Stocks, and, of course, they got the carts there. But I don't know what their full schedule, how it alternates, but they do have their first race posted.
I'm glad we got you to do some research for us.
I'm glad you came in, Michael.
Of course, Havasu 95 Speedway, going back on the asphalt. Of course, you know, if you're going from Mojave over to asphalt, Havasu 95 Speedway, next race. They're in their winter series, of course, right now. So they, you know, started, I believe it was, October this year?
October.
And, you know, they're running up till April, but they have a race coming up, not this weekend, but following on the 18th. So if you want to see some asphalt.
See, Michael's all over this, Gary, and he wonders why we need him. He questions, why do you want somebody to have a guest spot and take off again. You have this most valuable information for our listeners
and
that
hey,
Gary and I don't acquire through our busy, busy, busy schedule.
Like I'm not busy too, no. Wow. Hey, a track that most people don't talk a lot about, that's the I-10 Speedway, which is a Lucas Oil Speedway.
It's Blythe.
Blythe, California.
Right, it's a little bit of a drive, a very strange track, but you're going to want to race on it at least one time, but it's a very strange track to race on. It's got a weird configuration, weird oval-ish type setup. So if you guys haven't raced it yet.
I've never been there. Is that like, you know, an egg? Shape?
It's a weird X. Yeah, it's kind of an X shape. Yeah, it's odd. I don't know how to explain it.
Maybe we'll get down there this year.
You need to. Now, if you want to go watch
the
races
down there. What, are
you
kidding me? We've got 23 races listed already, and you're pushing for a 24th.
You guys are going to be busy working on your cars, but on January 25th at 2 p.m., it's a day race for them. They have street stocks, pony stocks, factory stocks, and, of course, a special BMX bike stunt show event going on for, I don't know if it's intermission or after, but January 25th, i10speedway.com for more information. January 25th, 2 p.m. down there. So.
Wow. There you go.
So
you got it. A lot of racing January starting already.
Yeah,
well, I'll be in
seasons are starting.
Havasu and Blythe and Pahrump Valley Speedway, yeah. And it's all right around the corner.
Now, Tonopah I didn't check because I don't want to scare JJ into when you guys are maybe racing there or not, so I didn't want to bring it up.
No. I don't have to. We will go up there this week, this year.
Okay, racing or
yes.
Spectating?
One of the two.
That was brought up over New Year's already.
Right.
Okay.
I need to listen to, I do remember that, a commitment to make it to Tonopah, so I guess you guys will be going
I got the question again from last year. Unfortunately, we didn't make it. I got the question again New Year's. Do you remember how much it was going to cost to go to Tonopah, JJ? And I'm like, come on.
Oh, what? Hey, and last year we had a commitment to go race Tonopah their $500 to win special event or whatever it was up there. We did have a commitment to go race up there.
Well, you know, on that note, it takes money to go racing. Sponsors, of course, come into the
big
play.
I'm glad onwheelsnow.com sponsors us.
And, of course, you guys probably have a list of sponsors you want to throw out there for JC Motorsports for what you guys do and the BomberNation.com.
Onwheelsnow.com. Oh, my God.
Every time you say that, I feel like I'm reaching for my pocket.
I've already reached there.
No, reach for your wallet, not your pocket.
Well, that's my change is in my pocket, not my wallet.
See, to get into his pocket, he hinted that last show, he wants presents. He's looking for presents.
That's
what he's looking for. We have to bribe him a little.
Yeah.
See, he got that plaque down in Trump at the banquet, you know, for sponsor of the year, and he showed up for two shows in a row.
See?
So
motivation.
Maybe we just got to get him presents. Yeah. You know, so he has something to look forward to.
Monthly gifts would work.
You know,
so.
Monthly gifts would work. You got that?
Hey,
all
so
right.
let's see what's
up on auction at pinkmail.org that we can buy them.
And that's a great idea. Maybe next show we'll do that. We'll maybe pull up pinkmail.org and see what's up for sale. And
I'd like to, in 2 weeks, I'd like to get, like Gary said, I'd like to get Susan Griffith in here to run through the whole website, okay, because I got a garage full. I got about 300, 400, 500 model cars that, you know, I think it's time to sell some.
I'd love to see
some
all
old models, some new ones, you know.
That would be great.
And just throw them up there in batches or something. But
that'd be cool.
I think we need to get Susan. Our sponsors, Nevada Pick Apart. Thank you very much for all that they do for us. And Reliable Banner.
Reliable Banner. Michael over at Reliable Banner.
And
we got Phil Goodwin over at Pick Apart.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Pick Arts Radiator.
Pick Arts Radiator. Family-run business. You got a problem with your radiator, overheating, or AC, go check them out. Anthony at Camp Out. Any of your camping needs, caps, trailers, boxes, you name it.
And I want to say congratulations to Anthony. His wife just had their baby today.
Really?
Congrats.
Yes. All right.
And I've got to say, before I get in much more trouble, I got to say hello to my daughter, Jamie, down in California. She just recently moved there. Hello, Jamie. I miss you. I will chat with you later.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she just recently had a baby.
Hell no.
We're out of time. Come visit us here again live 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we are here for you. And
yep.
Nick and Dale at
DNN
Equipment.
See you next
That's the
Tuesday.
Last one.
See
Thank
you next Tuesday. Thanks for listening.